How do you tell your spouse that you overspent on something? Well, keep listening, because I did last week and I'm about to tell you how I did it.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Last week, I overspent.
Yes, you did.
I did. I overspent. And I did it not just by $5, not just by $10, but by a significant amount of money.
Yes.
And we'll break down the details in a minute here. But the first thing I did after I overspent was I came home. John had the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, just giving you a heads up, totally blew the budget today, mm-hmm. and we're going to need to have a chit-chat later. Yeah. I am fully prepared to accept the consequences, the budget rearrangements, yeah. the whatever needs to happen, but I'm sorry, and let's talk later when the kids aren't around. That's exactly what I said.
And I thought, oh boy.
Yep, but did you appreciate me telling you?
Sure, yeah, I mean, the heads up, definitely.
The heads up, that it was coming.
Well, I figured it was coming, because it was a day out.
Yes. Yeah, let's tell the story.
Yeah.
I mean, many things. One, you knew that, I mean, it's just completely uncharacteristic that that would happen.
Sure, you're not a chronic overspender by any means.
No, I'm hardly a spender.
Yeah.
I mean, my big splurge is going to get groceries. I mean, I just don't really spend money. Mm-hmm. You are the spender.
I am the spender.
You're yes. the one who, if we're going to get into a pickle and, I bought this thing or I want this thing.
Probably me.
It's you. Yes. So it was
nice to be on the other end of it this time.
Right, or hey, I broke this, or I lost this.
Yep.
It's always you.
It was fantastic.
So the tables had turned, and I just knew coming clean would be the easiest path and the necessary one, because Jonathan and I are both in the know with our budget. Mm-hmm. So it was...
I was going to see those transactions in YNAB, girl.
You were going to see them, so why would I not talk about it immediately? Okay, so let's talk about
what happened,
the context. It was my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. And I wanted to do a little bit of treating. Now, she had, while we were on vacation a few weeks ago in South Dakota, we had one instance where we had to have the house kind of flipped or cleaned between Airbnb guests while we were
yes.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom came over and did that.
She was the cleaner and flipper.
Yep. Yes. And there was another instance where the guests locked themselves out and she needed to bring the key over and let them in.
Yep.
So I had already kind of told her, hey, we want to get you back for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was really helpful that you did those things. You know, it's mom. So mom does anything for us because she's just exceedingly
fantastic.
A generous person. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be fair and compensate her, even though she didn't ask, she didn't expect it, none of that. But I had tossed out a number.
Yeah.
I had tossed out $150.
Because it's the cleaning fee.
That's what I charge in our cleaning fee for Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm going to do the cleaning,
that's what you
it's going to fairly compensate me-ish. I could earn more in our business, but...
pay somebody to do
it. And if I need to pay somebody, that is the amount that I will end up having to fork out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's compensatory.
That's close enough.
So I felt like it was fair to offer that to her. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that number had been tossed out.
Uh-huh.
Then we got back. Now from our trip, we'd kind of gotten on the books like, hey, I know we want to do this like day out. And $150 in my mind, I'm not a spender.
But you said you wanted. You were like, "Oh, I'll just give you the money."
I'll give you the money.
And she goes, "No, don't. That's silly. Just next time we go out, you know, because your mom will take you out, get your nails, or go to lunch or whatever."
Oh yeah,
it is.
Yeah. We're always doing stuff like that.
Just next time, you just pick it up.
Right. So 99.9% of the time, me and my mom go out. My mom takes care of the bill. Mm-hmm. That's just how she is.
So instead of handing me the cash, why don't you just take care of it next time?
Exactly. So I had this. So great. I had a tight, firm number, and it was in our budget. Mm-hmm. And now it was turned into an ambiguous amount of money. And I thought an outing.
You never know what things are going to cost.
You know, an outing, like, that can't cost more than $150. Like, right? Like, I'm personally not one of those people that could go out and spend, like, more than that in a day. So this will surely be enough, right?
I had no idea what you were capable of.
I had no idea. I had no idea. I feel a little silly. So I kind of cooked up the day. And again, since my mom typically pays for getting nails done, all the things, I didn't really know how much these things cost. So I should have been able to do a little bit of research and know ahead of time that I was in for a sucker punch, but I didn't. So that is kind of lesson number one, is I'm typically the person who looks ahead at the numbers and has data to make informed decisions, and I just didn't this day. Okay. Mistake number one. So I suggest, hey, let's go get some like brunch and coffee at one of my favorite coffee places. Mm-hmm. So we go, we do that. That's like $15. No big deal.
Yeah.
Then we are just
driving.
Then we're driving through this shop, like a collection of shops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a strip
and
mall.
Yeah. Strip mall thing, but like.
It's a nice strip.
It's
mall.
A nice one.
Yeah.
And then my mom sees another store and she's like, oh, let's go there. So it's this impulsive like pull off, something I literally never do. Never. Next thing you know, I'm walking out with a pair of socks that we like, yeah. We enjoy. But I was like, oh, that's my fun money. Because that was like, okay. I only had $23 in fun money, but that's going for these socks now. Okay, already spent 15 here. Okay, we're good. Me spending money like twice in one day is like a big deal. So here we are and we're going to nails and, you know, you look at the options, like I usually, again, never see a price sheet at these places, but I'm handed a price sheet and I didn't know what to do. And I saw like that callus treatment was part of the middle tier.
Oh.
And I knew my mom would appreciate that. You know, so I just said, we'll go with the middle tier.
Wow. You know, I pushed you to the middle.
On the pedicures, we'll upgrade. We did the gel on our fingers, but we did regular polish on the feet. Oh, didn't go for that upgrade. Anyway, when I got to the end and I was waiting at the counter, they said it was going to be like $140 or $130 something. And then you have to tip. So I just, I rounded it up and I just wrote 150 on the line. I knew I had 150. And in my head, minus I'm like, okay, the 15 from the coffee, that'll go under like restaurants. We did have a pinch there. The socks, that's my fun money. Okay, 150. Okay, cool.
We're in.
Oh, and then we walk out. I pay the bill.
Yes.
Great. I had 150. We're good. But wait.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
The day's not done.
Because my sister-in-law had to work during the day. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten that we were going to save.
You added on something,
going out until after she was off work. Mm-hmm. And she had just got her nails done, so she didn't need to do that. Anyway, I had planned happy hour.
Yes.
With my mom and my sister-in-law. And I'd forgotten.
That's a pretty nice place,
and
too.
And I kind of, in my head, nice I was place. Like, it's my mom. I want to, this isn't just Applebee's happy hour. It's my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
And we can go down to a really nice place. Jonathan and I, we went a couple months back for our anniversary.
801
Chop House. I mean,
if you have one of these in your, I guess, but maybe city. They're throughout the country.
I think there's like 10 or something.
You probably haven't gone for dinner.
No, dinner.
Because it's very expensive.
Is astronomical. Jonathan and I,
You might have gone for lunch, but happy hour actually isn't that bad.
For it.
For what it is.
For what it is. I mean, you could go to some bar.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour, and you could probably leave there.
20 cent wings.
For under $30, and you could have a group, right? Mm-hmm, if it was like This is their happy hour is reasonable for them.
Like we went on, it was on our anniversary.
Yeah.
We went on during happy hour.
Uh-huh.
And we, you know, it was our anniversary. We didn't.
We didn't
this,
skim.
We got this. We got drinks. Yes. We did this. What was it? $100? $125?
$130 about there was the bill.
And that was happy hour.
Right. And we went all out.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
The food was good.
We really had multiple good. The drinks.
Drinks were great.
Yeah.
It's a night. The atmosphere is really cool.
Yeah. Right. So we went and
so
I
you
thought.
You went to a very nice place for this happy
and
hour.
I thought, yeah, okay. You know, I knew that they had this like, where if you download their app, you can get a $25 off coupon applied to your bill. So, I mean, that if that tells you anything about them.
Yeah, the email sign up
bonus is
$25.
Again, I'm saying if you go for dinner, you're paying $250 to $300 a person for a meal.
It's a heck
like
of a place,
that is just how it is. But for happy hour, you could get out for like 50 per person if you apply the coupon.
It's a fancy place. Yeah, it's a good time.
It's my mom. I wanted a treat.
Yeah, you got to treat mom.
And we go, and I made mention of the $25 off coupon. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I realized there was nothing that happened that made me think that I shouldn't have shared this knowledge.
Yeah.
But I realized a $25 off coupon means different things to different brains.
And it even means different things to the two of us.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. So right, if maybe we could have said this at the beginning, but we're telling the story and we're doing a couple stops along the way to talk about some of the lessons learned and what's going on. So
we already
one
talked about the first lesson was I should have done my research.
Do your research to have a realistic budget. Yes.
And created, bigger, like probably a higher budget than going into
Once
this
you saw
entire
the things
thing
you wanted to do.
Yes. Because I wanted to do all of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the first one. This here, now we're at the second stop of the brain and the coupon.
Yes.
So when you see $25 off coupon, what
I
do
see
you think?
$25 off coupon, awesome. $25 lower bill.
Interesting that you would think that.
Exactly. That my bill is going to be what my bill is. And now I just get $25 off.
No way. See what I see. And let's just, for easy numbers' sake, let's just say it's $100.
Yeah.
So it's like I had $100 planned for this. It's going to be a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm walking out of here for $75 is what you think.
I think, woo, $75 impact in the budget.
This
woo,
is
woo.
What I think is we plan to spend $100 here. Well, now
I get $125.
We can spend $125. We get $25 of extra value. We were saying we're leaving here, but we're going to put a hundy down and walk out the door. We can still put the hundy down and walk out the door,
but get more.
More going on. That's what I think.
Yes. And I'm going to guess we had a collection of different mindsets at the table that night.
Yes.
I'm not putting any, there's no blame anywhere. And again, another thing at the end of the day, no matter how this night went, I knew Jonathan and I were not wrecked.
No, that's why we're laughing about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This night could have cost significantly more, and it would not have disrupted our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's why I wasn't sweating actively at this, but I did know it would require us to rearrange. Rearrange, but I'm not talking destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Very different things here.
Yes.
Okay, so here we are. I mentioned, woohoo, guys, I got the 25 off. And I could just see excitement kind of coming over personalities. And I was like, okay.
It was 25 off. It was 25 off to you. It was 25 extra
yes,
to other folks.
Yes. Or it almost like emboldens them of like, everything's off, discounted now.
Yes.
And so I could kind of see.
Yes. Instead of the 25 extra, maybe it turned into 50 or
I could see
60
some ordering behaviors, kind of some stuff got added. Next thing you know, it was like, you know, 2 to 3 apps per person and like, several drinks.
Because you're thinking everybody's going to get a drink and one app and maybe we share one more app.
Yeah, I'm stingy like that. But it was like everybody had 2 to 3 apps, you know, maybe 2 drinks per person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I forget now. And then it came time to dessert and that wasn't part of happy hour.
Oh, that's regular price.
It's regular price.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought the dessert menu, and now here I am. I'm two drinks deep. So at this point, it's like, oh, boy. I see creme brulee.
You're a sucker.
I have no willpower over creme brulee. That's I know true. They make insanely good creme brulee because we had it last time we went. Creme brulee is, though, one of those things that not everybody enjoys.
And it's not that big. It's not the most shareable.
No, it's a one-person thing.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else at the table that they're a chocolate connoisseur. They love chocolate. Yeah. So the death by chocolate cake, it had to happen. And then there was somebody else that is just an ice cream aficionado. Mm. So we had to get the ice cream. And each of these desserts were $13 a piece.
What?
So I was like, okay, you know, I already know that I've blown this.
You're already in. What's another 13? What's another 39?
What's another $30 on dessert? I just, you know, I was like, okay, I know that I'm going to have the conversation with Jonathan anywhere. So I just threw out to the table. I just said, hey, guys, because we were talking about a share. And everybody looked at me because they knew I was footing the bill. Mm. You know, they're looking for permission very kindly.
Yes.
They're being very respectful because they know us and who we are. And I could just tell, though, that like each of us were kind of looking for something different.
You wanted, everybody wanted a particular thing. If we're going to share, one person's going to be like the most happy. Other
right.
People like, yeah, yeah.
And good. I want the birthday girl, of
and
course, to get the thing
the
she wants. I can't have the cake because
so
I'm gluten intolerant. So it was just one of those things where I go, let's just all get
let's
something.
Do it. Let's do it, ladies.
Let's just get our own dessert.
Get it up, girls.
And so we got all of, we got everything. You know, I was able to bring you home some leftovers. My sister-in-law was able to bring home my brother some leftovers.
Oh, what'd he get?
The rest of the cake.
Oh.
My dad got nothing. The bill came. And it was like 130-something or 120-something. I forget.
Yeah.
And then I bug-eyed showed her my coupon on my phone and like hit apply.
Oh yeah.
So it took it down to $98.
Sure.
So $98 for happy hour for all three of us at a really nice place. I felt good.
Yeah.
But now you got a tip.
You got a tip.
You got a tip. And when your bill's that high,
the tip gets big.
It's high tip. So I threw $20 on.
Yeah.
And so my bill was essentially a $120.
Yep. So it's free tip. The coupon was essentially free tip.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Which, if you're really thinking about it, yeah, exactly. That's how it is. That's how they get you to just go up with your bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I'd done, this was $120. The nails was $150.
Yep.
The coffee bar was $15. And then the day before. You had told me the kids had a birthday gift idea for my mom.
Yes.
And you'd gotten them all excited about it.
You were going to go out and do this thing all on your own. So, all right, I don't get to come. That's not the big, I'm not torn up about that.
You don't
that.
Need Jonathan's
okay.
day out
it's
with.
Okay. I understand that's a better gift to do this. That's cool. But the girls.
They want to give something to her.
They love grandma.
Yeah.
It's her birthday. Let's get her, you know, they say, oh, birthday, presents. What are we going to get her? We had been talking about this. And then our oldest, she goes, well, grandma loves baking. We could get her something for that.
So the girls had it in their head that they wanted to get something.
That behavior of thinking about what somebody likes and what they might want. And
Right. So I had the day before taken them to Home Goods and I let them each pick something out.
Mm.
One got a tablecloth, a really nice floral tablecloth.
Very nice tablecloth.
Another chose cupcake liners and sprinkles.
That was super cute.
And then another chose a cookie jar.
They picked those things?
Yeah. These were all very self-serving
Good
gifts.
Picks.
Self-serving gifts because it's like grandma will have to fill the cookie jar with goodies. Grandma will have to make cupcakes with these things I'm giving her.
And I spill all the time.
And then grandma serves me food at the table. So, but they were thinking about her
and great.
Things that she would use and like.
I think
and
she really liked them.
She did. But that was 35.
Yeah.
Those things.
I was thinking, because when I brought it up, I thought, like, oh, we'll just get, like, a thing. I thought,
right.
But
I let
did
them
very
pick,
well.
Pick
you
out.
Very well.
So here I am. Okay, so now I'm doing the math, and it's, like, 35 and 15. What is that? That 50? Plus the 150.
That's
200. Plus the 120.
That's
$320 uh-huh. that we had spent for my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
Which is very uncharacteristic. We typically don't do something like that.
No, we've never done anything like that.
We've never done anything like that. But again, remember, it was a little bit of an unusual circumstance because she had done the cleaning.
Yeah.
And so we had, anyway.
But it was probably a blast.
It was. It was a great day.
I imagine she felt very loved.
We got some great gifts. But it was significantly higher than we had budgeted.
Yes, that's very true.
And so all this happened, and this is when now I come home.
Yes.
You and I said this mm-hmm. quickly. Mm-hmm. Then we both put the kids down because sure. it was about 7:15.
Yeah.
So we put the kids down, and then we got in front of the computer, and we had to then kind of do the math and figure out fudgy with the budgie.
Got a little fudgy.
If I'm going to have $320 be in gift giving to mom, mm-hmm. and we only had 150 available.
You gotta find the other, whatever it is, 170 or something.
Yes, we have to figure out where the rest of the 170 is coming from. Mm-hmm. So I was able to immediately, the easiest one was bottom out my fun money. Mm-hmm. My all $24 of it or whatever. I was then able to bottom out restaurants. Because we just don't
That's
go
a pretty
out
flex
very
category
often.
Anyway, it's not like we plan on it. It's not because of the thing that we do every other Thursday. It's almost necessary to stop here. No,
we don't go out very often, especially because I have celiac. Like, mm-hmm. we just don't go out that often. We make better food.
Yes.
And it's just not something we are used to. So, I bottomed out Home Goods.
Oh,
so like I typically put aside yes. $20-$30 a month.
Mm. It's actually pretty funny because I think this month you're like, oh, let's just put something in there. Maybe something will come up. And if not, we can, you know, it'll be there for next month.
Right. And typically,
so it was there waiting to be used.
It was. So I bottomed that out. And I was able to kind of methodically go through our categories and just tighten things and trim things to figure out.
Certain things like restaurants, you're just like, well, we just won't go out again. All of it comes up. Other ones, all right, we'll take a little
trim.
Bit from there.
Like, we ended up coming in a little under on the water bill. Cool.
Oh, perfect.
Great. I'll take the $6 in savings there. I'll make sure mm-hmm. that it comes down here. And I was able to even it out without taking any of Jonathan's fun money.
Because Jonathan didn't make any of these spending decisions.
No, he did not. and without it really deeply impacting any of the things that we had planned as a family.
No.
We still met our savings goals. We still met our investment goals. We still met, we have a vacation we're mm-hmm. saving for. I think I already said savings goals. So it didn't cause too much of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't. We were still able to give like we wanted to. Again, we were able to just flexibly figure it out.
Yeah. But that means if we go to Costco next week, we're probably not going to buy 8 giant bags of Doritos this
No,
time.
Our grocery budget is at kind of just bare bones maintenance for the rest of the month.
Which is totally fine.
Fine.
We got a bunch of food we need to eat up.
Exactly. We've already done a stockpiling.
It's probably
actually
gonna be good for us.
Yeah, exactly. We have a freezer full of like meat. We're fine.
We're good.
But it's going to be maintenance. Mm-hmm. Fruits, veggies, and some milk. And that's about all it's going to be. But we're going to be just fine. So we sat down, we did the rearranging, and we realized that there were a few lessons that we drew and concluded at the end of this. Did you want to add something, John?
I want to say one more thing quick. It sounds, so because we, I'd say maybe attacked or whatever, we took from groceries, not necessarily because, oh man, like it's like, oh, you overspent, you can't even buy groceries. It's because that one, I think, is one of the easiest categories to flex either way,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, if you wanted to, we want to spend $100 more on food this month. I bet you could
easily.
You want to trim $100? Like you probably could,
right? And our grocery budget is to a point where it's not tight.
Yeah. So
it's not overblown.
So it sounds like, oh, wow. You
but it's not tight.
You can't even get the grocery. You got to be done. No, it's just because that one's super easy to flex. At least for us, it's not a big deal. If we just eat out of the pantry and
in the freezer
and get some milk and stuff. Yeah.
There's certain meals too that like if I make soup or whatever, mm-hmm. like they just they're stretcher. They're stretchier than something like a steak and green beans, which is kind of a one and done.
Yeah.
You're only getting one
thing
out of it.
So I just wanted to say
also
that.
Our garden is at peak production.
Yes, and it's about to blow up. We're about to be up to our noses in tomatoes.
If we just ate kale salads for every meal, we probably still couldn't even finish what's in our garden. And I mean, we probably should be eating kale salads for every meal.
Ooh, I'm going to have one. But yeah, so I just want to say groceries, we go to the groceries, it could sound like, holy moly, you got to take the grocery money out. But really, it's because it's actually a really flexible budget.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do so many things with that money to flex it around. It's actually a pretty good place to go when you need to find a little extra money for yourself.
True. Yes.
All right. So now we learned some lessons looking back over this, thinking mm-hmm. about this day of this overspending, the day of overspending.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a couple things.
And it was a doozy. At the end of the day, what I should have done is, one, I should have made sure my budget was appropriate.
Had a clearer idea coming into the day of what
exactly
you could expect to pay.
I should have looked up the nail salon we were going to go to
mm-hmm.
and done the math. At that point, I would have had the data to decide, okay, we're going to get, you know, fufu lattes or whatever. And, you know, my spring bliss toast was so good. We're going to get that. And then we're going to go get Petties and Manny's. And that is going to use up the $150.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of that was for me
and
not for my mom. So I would have been able to see like, oh, okay, it's eaten into that amount. My fun money's covering, you know, my Petty mm-hmm. or Manny or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been able to see the numbers and then say, ah, happy hour? It should be at like
this place.
This dive bar where I can pull it off for $25.
Yeah. Or you would have had it in front of the prices in front of you to maybe, I don't know anything about how this works, but maybe choose a different tier. Maybe the first tier is good enough.
Sure.
Or, you know, okay, mom
she'll
will
get
middle
upgrade,
tier, I'll get
I
lower
won't.
Tier. Instead of you're in the moment, this thing's in front of you.
It's the worst.
I guess the middle one.
Right. Yeah, human psychology, pressure.
You would have been able
to pressured
pick
choice
better.
is almost usually always a money losing scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That's how used car salesmen or just new car salesmen get you to sign on the dotted line for things.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure, unfortunately. Okay, so I should have come in with a more realistic budget. I could have either stuck with the original because I knew, hey, things are tight for our family and there's no wiggle room, so we're just going to have to make the day fit at $150.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have said, $150 isn't looking good. I need to up it to, and if I'd looked at 801 Chop House and been realistic with my estimate, I need about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very appropriate to think that if you have an appetizer or two and a drink or two that you're going to get a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I could have anticipated this.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot I could have done on the front end.
Yeah. So to avoid your own day of overspending, just look ahead,
plan ahead,
do as much, have as much information in front of you as you can to make that planning as accurate as possible.
Yep. Second, I could have set boundaries better and been open with my communication.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I knew that we had some flexibility in our budget this month, so I didn't really have to have these conversations. You know, sit down to 801 Chop House and just say, look, ladies, I've got about $80 here. And if we end up going over that, you guys are welcome to chip in, or we'll just have to make sure to keep it under that. Totally appropriate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't want to have that conversation.
That's true.
I knew I didn't need to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed being generous in that moment.
Let the liberality fly. Yeah?
Right. And there's times when that's totally okay. But there are other seasons in our life Or in your life where I've had to have the hard conversation, mm-hmm. where I've had to contact family members before Christmas shopping mm-hmm. season and be very upfront of like, look, we just adopted again. Mm-hmm. This was many Christmases.
Or we are trying to get
out of debt. Fill in the blank with your scenario. Mm-hmm. Things are really tight for our family right now. And we are only budgeting about $40 per family that we're going to get gifts for. Just wanted to give you a heads up in case you wanted to match that.
Just so you know what's going on.
Because we don't want you to get us a ton of things and then feel like we gypped you. Mm-hmm. You know, essentially. Those are hard conversations, but people always appreciated us being open and honest about that. Mm-hmm. Gave them permission to maybe not go crazy if they didn't want to or couldn't too.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little mm-hmm. freeing for somebody to just talk about the numbers for once.
Yeah, that's right.
And some people chose to scale back. Some people chose not to at all mm-hmm. because they didn't.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So I could have done that, mm-hmm. but I didn't need to. But if you ever have to, don't be afraid to
be
clear.
Totally okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Communicate the boundary. Communicate the expectation and just be super clear.
Because think about it, I mean, especially right a situation like this or Christmas or things like that, you're giving a gift to someone. Mm-hmm. It's the purpose of it is to help them, you know, feel appreciated, feel loved, those kind of things. They wouldn't want that to put you in a
hurtful
worse
position.
Spot.
Yeah, exactly.
They would go, "What? What? No, I didn't. That's not necessary for you.
Right.
To go into debt or to." You know, just put yourself in a worse financial position just because you wanted to treat me. Like, I know you. Thank you for showing me you love me. I'm sure there's other ways
right.
you can do that without.
Yes. No.
Hurting
if
yourself.
I had gone to this dinner, swiped it on a credit card and then it hurt our family. Mm-hmm. My mom and my sister-in-law would have been asking mm-hmm. why I would have done that. Mm-hmm. You know, that would have been not cool. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't want me to do that. They want good for me.
Yeah.
So
like I love loaded fries, but I love you more.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
They know where we are in our journey.
Yeah.
And so they knew that if I was saying, go ahead and order,
then they can go
that
ahead
we
and
were
order.
Just fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so anyway, be clear about the boundaries. Here's the last point that I guess I want to make is all that right. conversation between you and I. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easy to want to hide something like this. You want to hide it. You just want to like go earn a little more.
Or maybe you sneak into YNAB.
Yeah.
Before I see if you can move everything around without me noticing.
Exactly. It could have been easy. I could have easily.
Because I don't look at the details.
I could have easily buried this from you.
I just look at the red and the green.
Right. I could have easily buried this from you, but I'm not going to do that. There's nothing worth you and I not being completely financially transparent mm-hmm. with one another. And I think that the thing I want to emphasize here is that I wasn't scared coming to you, even though I went over budget significantly. This was a 300 and change spend. Mm-hmm. That's not nothing.
That's the, like, you, because that's like certainly in the level of, we talk about it.
We talk about things
before it's spent.
Most people say like anything over $250, we talk about.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We're like anything over $20. We talk about.
I think some of those are maybe old habits and limits that maybe could get.
We just like to talk about stuff together. Yeah. It's not like a permission seeking thing. We just run by. We just run things past one another. That's just one of our things. But you would have expected that I would have run this past you.
Yeah.
In any other scenario, but I wasn't scared to come to you because I knew that you knew I'm trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And that I would never do something that would hurt us or yes. compromise us. Mm-hmm. And that if I did this, you knew I'd find a way to make it up, to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Or to figure it out.
Well, I know, and some of this is very specific to you, but I know you have a much better understanding and grasp on, especially the numbers and the finances and all that. You have a better grasp than I do. You have a better grasp on reading a situation of what's happening.
Like the emotional intelligence of the crowd.
You can say that in a way that doesn't make me sound like an idiot.
No, it's because context is my number one strength.
And see all of that in the whole context of the whole month's budget and our whole financial situation, what's coming and what's happening, what still needs to happen, what doesn't really need to happen. You can see all of that
at once,
blink of an eye.
Split second, yeah.
Where I would need to sit down for like 35 minutes and piece together half of what you can figure out. And so I know if you are sitting down, if you earlier that day sat down at Chop House and said, ladies, get something. Mm-hmm. I know that you did that knowing everything. And that was a fine decision.
Of the budget.
But it's just some like careless decision.
Right.
You read that this is going to be what's best for the situation. It's not going to harm us. And it's going to be a good thing. So yeah, I totally trust you.
Yeah. And I knew that you weren't going to shame me. You weren't going to blame me. You were going to laugh and just be like, all right, great. Let's figure it out.
Yep.
And would not have always been the case.
Oh, you could not have done this a few, you know, years
when
ago.
When we just began.
Have been wrecked.
When we just were getting started or at other times in our journey, yeah. I just wouldn't have. But early on, we didn't have this trust. Mm. We didn't have this understanding. And I guess what I want to emphasize is this last point that I want to make. We've been putting in the work now of budgeting every single month and always having a united financial goal in front of us. Yeah. We're coming up on almost 10 years of doing that.
Yeah.
So the level of trust that we have is very deep. We both just know that the other person is on board with the family plan of wherever we're going. Mm-hmm. We don't sabotage that. And if something comes up, a hiccup, I overspent, or you broke something that was valuable, now we have to rearrange. We both are just on the same team.
Yeah.
We figure it out together, and we've built up the skill sets of smart financial decisions, but also learning how to pivot together, and ultimately, at the end of the day, trust one another that neither of us is going to do something that would hurt or harm or sabotage the family. We only do things that are helpful, that are transparent, and that are ultimately for our good.
That's right.
So that has been built just by habitually doing the work. Mm-hmm. It's just a kind of an end result. It's not like we've sat down and tried to do trust falls with one another. Mm-hmm. That's not something we've done. It's because we've seen month in and month out, year in and year out, we both keep doing the work with the budget and moving towards whatever that next financial goal is. Mm-hmm. And the end result is we've just built the trust. So if you don't have that right now, you can. Mm-hmm. It will come as a natural result of handling your money together, having extremely high levels of integrity and transparency with one another, and just being committed to getting on the same financial page with that monthly budget and having an overall united shared goal.
Bingo, bango.
Tingo, tango, or whatever you like to say.
Tasty slice of mango. Mm-hmm. So if you need help getting started, you say, wow, that sounds pretty good. If you want some help getting started budgeting, just head on over to waltwin.com. We've got our you can learn how to budget in less than 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe also unlock maybe our secret budget jams playlist and a couple other things to help you get going on your budget. That's all over there at walletwin.com. But thank you for listening this week. And until next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.